Just leave your darling on a good deal of honor too. Lean back and stay a while on a good deal of honor too.
Shades of Mark Twain and his celebrated jumping frog in just about 3 minutes from now. We'll hear all about a championship frog jumping contest that takes place later today. Well, we go from frogs to dogs. Monitor music about a certain canine candidate.
The time had come in 68 to elect a president. And all the famous candidates thought they were heaven sent. They screamed and raved and bounded, their hands upon their hearts. But soon the noble promises were hard to tell apart. Waiting at the pumpkin patch, dogs sincere and brave. And everybody hoped that soon in the country he would save. The pumpkin said the day has come for you to take a stand. For love has left the people across our native land. Somewhere the sign of the shook his head and flashed his famous grin. He jumped into his faithful friend, the sop with camel plane, and bounced around the countryside from Washington to Maine. Somewhere the sign of the elephant and somewhere the sign of the mule, but we'll hold the sign of the people high and the blue shine bright. New York State was looking bad till Snoopy made a speech. Soon Illinois and Tennessee were both within his reach. He won the vote in Oregon, but time was growing thin. And back at the convention hall, the votes were pouring in. Snoopy smiled his way into the hearts of everyone. But when the votes were counted up, they found he needed one. The winning vote for Snoopy came when a stranger raised his hand. Snoopy turned, the stranger spoke.
My friend, we meet again.
Somewhere the sign of the elephant and somewhere the sign of the mule. But we'll hold the sign of the people high and so we'll shine like blue. Somewhere the sign of the elephant and somewhere the sign of the mule.
That jumping frog contest we were talking about, it's scheduled to take place less than 3 hours from now in Dousman, Wisconsin. Monitor reporter Bill McCullough talked with the chairman of the Dousman Derby, Earl Gramley.
Now, Dousman Derby Day is pretty famous around these parts for the frog jump that you have there every year.
Yes, it's our 13th annual state championship frog jump, and last year there were 162 frogs entered in this state championship, and it is a serious business, especially for the young people, Bill.
How did you get started with the frogs?
Well, in a little town of Dousman, which probably very few people had ever heard of before, it was pretty hard to get entertainment to attract people in order to get enough money together to build a community hall. And we built this hall, which has a value of $76,000 right now, and it's paid for, by the way, and all within this 13 years. It wasn't entirely the frog jump that brought the people there, but it helped considerably. So we, rather than hire in extra people, that the best we could afford were fifth-rate type entertainers, we thought we'd take our original entertainer, of which the town was named after, Bullfrog, which is called Bullfrog Junction, and go into a frog jumping contest. And it grew, and they estimated our crowd there last year, Bill, at about 8,000 people to watch this frog jump.
Now, where do you get your frogs? Do they belong to local people?
Well,
all over?
We encourage everybody to bring their own frog, if it's possible. We do have about 7 dozen that are sent down from Steinhuber, the largest frog raiser in the United States, from Oshkosh. They claim the frog capital. We claim the frog jump.
How do they get their frogs to jump? Can you poke them with a stick or...
Well, they start out, Bill, on a 9-inch pad, just like at Calaveras County in Stockton, California. We pattern our rules after the international rules.
There's an international rule of frog jumping.
Oh, yes. This is quite a thing. They attract about 75,000 people at Calaveras County on this. And we pattern our rules after it. There's no drugging. You can't touch the frog. But you start out on a 9-inch pad, and once you release the frog, you're not allowed to touch that frog until after the third jump to catch him. And the measurement is made from the center of that 9-inch pad to the nose of the frog on the end of the third jump. He must make 3 jumps. Otherwise, if in the 10 seconds allotted between each jump. We have 2 judges on each ring, and we run 3 rings at a time.
Now, what if he jumped out and then jumped back to the starting line?
Well, he's ready for frog legs. And some of them do. We had to go through the Humane Society and also through the Conservation Department in order to get this approved, because certain times of year there is a closed season on frogs in Wisconsin. In fact, there's one county, Jefferson County, next to us. You aren't even allowed to own or catch a bullfrog. It's against the law. And, of course, the Humane Society, because some of the kids once in a while step on a frog, and, of course, this is it, you know, it makes it kind of messy.
Earl Gramling, thank you very much for being our guest. This is Bill McCullough reporting for Monitor.
Thank you, Bill.
It's a heck of a thing. How'd you like to get busted for catching a bullfrog out of season? Hey, Monitor Vocal, Matt Monroe. The music played.
An angry silence lay where love had been, and in your eyes a look I'd never seen. If I had found the words, you might have stayed. But as I turned to speak, the music played. As lovers danced their way around the floor, I sat and watched you walk towards the door. I heard a friend of yours suggest you stayed, and as you took his hand, the music played. I couldn't say the things I should have said, refused to let my heart control my head. But I was made to see the price I paid, and as he held you close, the music played.
Monitor Beacon.
This is Jackie Gleason, and I want to tell you how sweet it is
to travel Florida's turnpike. No traffic lights, just a smooth, safe superhighway that lets you roll off the miles with the greatest of ease. There's good food and car care at service plazas along the way. There are even citrus shops where you can stock up on that good old vitamin C. To really enjoy your drive through the Sunshine State, join me, Jackie Gleason, and away we go on Florida's Turnpike.
As Henry Wadsworth Longfellow once said, between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that's known as the children's hour. But as WNBC's program manager says, between the time of Lee and Bill Mazur, when the audience is beginning to glower, comes a pause in the day's entertainment that's known as Jim Gerhardt's hour. Join me, Jim Gerhardt, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. on WNBC Telephone Radio. Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC AM and FM New York.
Here's Mama Cass to sing Dream a Little Dream.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me.
American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. In a moment, pollster George Gallup explains why this year's presidential election is bound to be one of the closest yet.
Oh, what a beautiful Javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful Javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer, but I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped Javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, You can win a Javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Ooh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales and cars. It's summer. And you.
You may win a Javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. Nothing to buy. Void where prohibited. Now Dr. George Gallup tells Monitor reporter Rex Marshall what the polls show about how the leading presidential candidates stack up against one another.
Dr. Gallup, yesterday we reviewed the strength of Senator McCarthy against Mr. Nixon in a trial heat which included George Wallace as the third-party candidate. And you pointed out how Senator McCarthy would win in this three-way contest if the election were held at the time of the survey.
Yes, Rex, but it's important to note that Vice President Humphrey would also win against Nixon and Wallace.
Well, Doctor, today we'd like to investigate how Senator McCarthy would fare against his other possible political opponent, Governor Rockefeller.
Well, Rex, when we asked the voters whom they would prefer if the election were held at this time, and McCarthy and Rockefeller were the candidates for the major parties, and Wallace for the third party, McCarthy got 37% of the vote, Rockefeller 35%, and Wallace 20%. Now, back in May, when we asked the same question, Rockefeller beat McCarthy 40 to 31%, with Wallace getting 17%.
Well, that's obviously quite an improvement for Senator McCarthy. Now, again, I wonder how that compares with Vice President Humphrey against Governor Rockefeller.
Well, in a race involving Vice President Humphrey, Rockefeller, and Wallace, Humphrey and Rockefeller end in a dead heat, with each getting 36% and Wallace polling 16% of the vote.
So McCarthy seems to have made strong gains at the expense of both Nixon and Rockefeller, hasn't he?
Well, Rex, the key factor to keep in mind is that the first hurdle in winning the presidency is getting the nomination. McCarthy does not run as well as Vice President Humphrey among the rank and file of the party. He must convince party leaders that he can win, or that Vice President Humphrey cannot win. These surveys show that both Vice President Humphrey and Senator McCarthy run well in trial heats against Nixon. It is for the leaders of both parties to try and judge which of their candidates best serve the party's interests. Our surveys of the Democratic County Chairman indicate at this time a strong preference for Vice President Humphrey among these local party leaders. And their views, of course, are all important in winning the nomination.
Well, as far as the voters themselves are concerned, Doctor, at this time, is there any real groundswell for any one candidate?
No. As well as McCarthy has done, the figures clearly indicate that all four of the candidates of the two major parties are within a few percentage points of each other. And at this time in the campaign, this is a new political phenomenon. It promises to be a very close race in November, if these political barometers are any indication.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week. This is Rex Marshall for Monitor.
American Political Scene 68 with Dr. George Gallup is brought to you also by True Filter Cigarettes.
Changing, things are changing. Smoking a reduced tar cigarette used to make you feel alone. You're not alone anymore. Smokers everywhere are changing to True. 12.8 milligrams tar, 0.7 milligrams nicotine. And it tastes like a cigarette.
Changing, changing, things are changing.
Couldn't your brand be True?
Later today, and on the weekends to follow, American Political Scene 68 will feature Chet Huntley, Edwin Newman, Dr. Joyce Brothers, Al Capp, and your Uncle Henry.
To double date because we're sisters, but alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters, until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed our whole life. Now, all of a sudden, Cupid's arrow got pink. I'm dating like mad, and I got a ring. We're such a woosome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright, Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Raymond Lefevre's orchestra there, and so to that time again, station break time. Morgan here, back shortly.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York's news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC, AM and FM, New York. Next on Monitor, a star known as Sagittarius, surrounded by a veritable constellation of musicians, to give us a heavenly version of You Know I Found a Milky Way.
To show my love to you.
monitor music as Mike Stoller's orchestra plays Silver Seahorse. This is Monitor. This is Morgan. This is Nancy Ames.
Thank you.
scarlet for you. You smile and I am lost for a lifetime. Each minute spent with you is the right time. Every hour, every day, yeah, you touch me.
To be that smoking a reduced tar cigarette made you feel alone in the world. Not today. Things are changing. Today there's true. You're not alone anymore. You're not alone because today smokers everywhere are changing to true filter cigarettes. 12.8 milligrams tar. 0.7 milligrams nicotine, and it tastes like a cigarette.
Changing, changing, things are changing.
With or without menthol, shouldn't your brand be true?
Next on Monitor, On the Line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
If you did not get 405 pieces of mail this past year, you got gypped. I attended the National Postal Forum in Washington this weekend and am filled with such odd information. So much mail flitted back and forth in this country that 405 pieces per head was the figure arrived at, man, woman, and infant. I'll be back with ever more bewildering facts after this. Do people 65 or over need private health insurance to supplement Medicare? Here's the answer from Mutual of Omaha.
Medicare is fine as far as it goes, but I still had bills to pay.
Medicare wasn't intended to pay for everything. That's why Mutual of Omaha designed extra security protection to help people over 65 keep their savings from being destroyed by serious medical expenses.
If I had known, I'd have gotten insurance to cover the things Medicare doesn't.
Mutual of Omaha extra security provides the protection people 65 and over need to supplement Medicare. It can pay $150 a week to start, $300 a week when Medicare cuts back, and $450 a week when Medicare reduces further. It pays tax-free cash to help pay bills or to spend as you choose.
My mother was sick last year. Can she still get insurance?
Everyone 65 and over, regardless of past or present health, can get Mutual of Omaha extra security protection. Call your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the facts for you or a loved one on extra security protection from Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
The U.S. Post Office Department is the largest single business organization in the world. It conducts the greatest system of communications ever known to man. And don't tell me about that letter that took 3 days to go three blocks. You're lucky you got it. The mail volume for fiscal year 1968, which ended June 30th last, was a paralyzing 81,500,000,000 pieces. You know how big a figure that is? Well, if you tried to drop that many pieces of mail in your corner mailbox at one piece of mail per second, It would take you about 2,600 years before you dropped the last one in. 2,600 years, I said. The post office department took in $6,400,000,000 last year, but it spent $7,600,000,000 delivering the mail. That's about the usual deficit. The amazing fact is that it isn't a greater deficit. Just think what it costs to mail a letter across this country of ours. The post office had to build a box for you to drop it in to begin with, hire a guy to pick it up, buy him a truck to carry it to the multi-million-dollar post office building, employ five or six people to scan it and send it on its way to the train or plane, rush it to its destination, take it off the train or plane, move it in a $50,000 truck to that post office, sort it out again, get it to the address, and pay for the hospital expenses of the mailman who got bitten by a dog. In hundreds of thousands of cases last year, to boot, people put the wrong address on their letters, and the whole darn process had to be reversed. All for 6 cents or 10 cents. The post office employs as many workers as General Motors or AT&T. If you consider our post office an industry, which I guess it is, then it ranks fifth in this country, preceded only by General Motors, Standard Oil of New Jersey, Ford, and General Electric. It is ahead of Chrysler in dollar sales. Next year, I'm happy to report, you'll receive 412 pieces of mail, up 7 letters. In 1847, the average American received 6 letters a year. Bring back 1847. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Taking a camping trip? Or taking it easy at home? Enjoy the fun of summer. But remember, sickness and accidents never take vacations. So call your Mutual of Omaha man for paycheck protection to guard your income as long as you're laid up and can't work. Protection that pays you tax-free cash at home or in the hospital. That protects your income even for life. Paycheck protection from Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later today when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be brought to you by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
And now Schaefer introduces the new and haunting sound of Dina Jabor.
The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding
Monitor, New York. WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
You've come back to Monitor just in time for the time. It's now 14 minutes before the Monitor hour. Here's Jerry Vale.
With pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that train, and you'll be free, and I will be alone, so alone. If you think we can't find the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, then I'll be gone and you'll be on your own. You'll be on your own. Can you take the care of little Johnny. Can you take him to school every day? Can you teach him how to catch a fish and keep all those bullies away? Hear what I say. And can you teach him how to whistle a tune? Can you tell him about the man in the moon? If you can do these things, then maybe he won't miss me. Johnny won't miss me. And tonight, as you lay in that big lonely bed, and you look at that pillow where I laid my head, with your heart on fire, when you have no desire to kiss me and to hold me. And if you can forget the good times we had, if you think that the good times don't outweigh the bad, then sign your name and I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way with pen in hand. You sign your name today.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Do you ever have a certain sinking feeling that life, everyday life, is a morass of difficult, hard-to-figure, complex problems and questions? If you don't, you're a happy person. But if you do feel like that, you're not alone. And for this vast group, struggling to understand why solutions aren't being realized quickly enough or often enough, a book has been written. For the details and an introduction to the author, here's Monitor reporter Betty Grobley.
The Honorable Mark Hatfield, United States Senator from Oregon, cautions both politician and citizen alike against the dangers of easy answers to very complex problems, and he does this in a new book titled Not Quite So Simple. I suppose the very essence of this would be the peace talks going on now, Senator. How do you feel about them?
Well, they aren't simple, but, Betty, I think that we have to recall that we have been involved in one way or another in this war for over 20 years, either with the French, who lost 96,000 dead troops when we financed that effort, or since we have been the initial involved people with 25,000 losses in manpower and $130 billion. Now, this means that we have not resolved this conflict on the battlefront. And I think the failure of Paris thus far to come up with a solution is that they have failed to move from a military solution. They're hoping to win yet on the battlefield, and they'll have to eventually move it to a political solution, merely that meaning at the peace table. Now, I feel that until we're willing to recognize that ultimately we're going to have to remove troops, ultimately we're going to have to grant self-determination, ultimately, we're going to have to recognize these factors, so why not now? Because since the peace table has existed, there have been over 3,000 American lives lost. And we have to remember, too, that Korea lost more lives. There were more lives lost in the Korean War during the negotiations than before negotiations. So my point is, there is one question to resolve, namely the timing and the procedure of the removal of American troops and holding some kind of election. Let's do it now. Acknowledge that now. Stop the bombing now and get out of Vietnam. Now, to me, we do not justify our involvement by sending another 25,000 American young people to their death.
Well, how do you answer people that say then that they believe in the domino theory and we've got to stop them now and we have to stop the communists and so on?
We don't really resolve the question until we start meeting the needs of the people. When China fell, that was the biggest domino of them all. And yet all the surrounding area did not fall to communism. I think unless we resolve the problems of human misery and starvation and suffering, we're always going to have the threat of not just communism, but any other kind of totalitarian rule. So I would say let us put priorities on using our resources to developing the kind of environment in which democratic institutions can evolve and survive. They'll never be able to evolve and survive out of a society that is deprived.
What do you think we've learned, aside from what you have just expressed, Senator Hatfield, from Vietnam?
Well, I hope that we have learned that we cannot be a world policeman acting unilaterally in the kind of involvements that we now find ourselves in Vietnam. That we must do much more to reform and update the United Nations in order to make it a much more effective peacekeeping organization. Because only when we move multilaterally and in joint action with other countries will we be able to accomplish peace. I don't think we can do it by ourselves.
Our guest is the Honorable Mark Hatfield, United States Senator from Oregon. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
And again, the title of Senator Hatfield's book, Not Quite So Simple. Now, Edie Gourmet.
You see, this girl's alone with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show?
I used to be a loser. I'd sit at home on Saturday night. When I met a girl the next day, I would lose her. But then I discovered Ultra Bright. Zap! Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now! Suddenly I'm popular, suddenly I'm a hit. It's girls, girls, girls. Suddenly I've got it. They
They hug me, they kiss me, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
The monitor music sound of Bud Shank and the song titled There's Got to Be a Better Way. There's no better way to stay abreast of people and events, national and global, than to stay right where you are. Coming up, NBC Monitor News on the Hour. My name is Morgan.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon.
Helicopter 43, Frank Flynn reporting from 2,000 feet over New York Harbor. There's a Circle Line yacht just passing, the Statue of Liberty. You know, on the great sightseeing cruises of the Circle Line, you really see everything. That's why the Circle Line is called the Big C. You can enjoy cool river breezes as you cruise around Manhattan. There are no gasoline fumes, no traffic jams, just 3 hours of relaxation as you thrill to the many glorious views of New York. Oh, and there's a snack bar on board with beer and soda, sandwiches, ice cream, and they keep those boats spick and span and shipshape. This great sightseeing bargain costs you only $3. The kids go for $1.25, so bring the family. You can drive down. There's parking available. The boats leave every half hour, 9:30 to 6 every day, from the beautiful new Circle Line Pier at the foot of West 43rd Street.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC AM and FM New York.